love, growth, and fun. And if one of those are missing, Peter, I just don't want to do it. Yeah. I just thought that there's no point. There's no point. And so when I was 14, I attempted suicide, and thank God it didn't work, because I am so grateful to be here now. And I thought to myself, well, you know what? If I'm going to be single the rest of my life, I might as well learn how to be happy with myself. Yeah. We only respond to two things, according to neuroscience. It's not other people, places, or things. It's two things. The words and the pictures that we tell ourselves. But really, the gold is inside of the shadows, the hurt, the pain, the discomfort. Happiness and success is not an event, right? It's not a gold medal, it's not income. True happiness and success really comes from our own relationship with ourselves. Most men are still operating from that old brain, and the new, which is all about procreation, sex, evolution, you know, keeping the humanity alive. Yeah. And then the new brain is all about love.
Hi, and welcome to the I Love Success podcast. Before we get started, I just want to say thank you for deciding to listen to this episode. Thank you for making a conscious decision to be open to learn and improve in order to lead a better life. And even though I have a big mission to help at least 10 million people in 10 years to achieve their dreams, right now, you're the most important person to me. So please help me on my mission by being the best version of yourself, give it your all, and most importantly, don't forget to enjoy the ride. Let's talk about love. You know that magic feeling of loving someone or being loved? We all want to be loved, and we have all struggled with love at some point in our life. Today I'm meeting with Gemini Ferry, a love coach on a mission to help successful women shift from feeling unworthy and confused about love to being extraordinary, confident, and empowered masters of love so they can attract their dream relationship and enjoy the soulful love they truly yearn for. Gemini's journey of overcoming invisibility, trauma, and aloneness allowed her to rise into her true feminine essence and power. And after a series of very painful relationships, she's now in an amazing soul-based partnership, one in which she did not have to compromise herself, play games, or sacrifice her truth or sovereignty. Let's welcome the amazing love coach, Gemini Ferry.
Hello, Peter.
I'm so excited, you know, to be here with you today. And before we get started to talk about you, Gemini, what do you want to say to people that don't feel acknowledged in the world? They don't feel loved by anyone. Like, what can they do, you know? I think we all feel lonely at some point, but there are different layers of feeling lonely, right? So what do you want to say to these people, you know?
Yeah, what I want to say to you listening, and I'm connecting to you wherever you are, from my heart to your heart, I want to let you know that this is not permanent. It will not always be this way. The first step in feeling acknowledged and seen and loved by other people is by first feeling seen and acknowledged and loved by you. So the very first easy step that you can do right now, wherever you are, is go look in front of the mirror, look into your eyes with as much love as you want other people to look at you with. So whether it's from your parents or a partner or people at work, whoever it is that you want to feel seen by, look into your eyes with that much love. And start by saying, my precious, and say your name, right? My precious, in my case, it would be Gemini. I love you so much with all my heart. And I'm right here with you. We're going to get through this together. I don't know how yet, but I promise to do whatever it takes to learn how to give you the love and support you've always needed. Yeah. And you start there. You get really present. You don't have to know how. Mm-hmm. You just have to start, and you have to make a commitment to loving yourself. And that will open you up to opportunities and people that can help you on your journey to really becoming the most extraordinary source of love for yourself. Because people want to be around other people who are fountains of love, right? Because they're so magnetic. So you must become for yourself the love that other people were not able to give to you. And I promise that will begin to make a difference in your life the very first time you do this.
Yeah. That's great. You know, it's so crazy when I look at my life, when I was younger, like I didn't have much friends, you know, and I spent a lot of time by myself, and I wonder, you know, why doesn't these people like me, you know? And it was really, really hard, I can tell you. That, and I think this tool would have been great for me. I luckily have martial arts, which was my outlet, and I got to work on my mind and body there, and that helped me a lot. But it's so difficult, right?
It can be,
but we just have to start somewhere, right? So you started living with your aunt, but relationships wise you were still attracting the wrong people, right?
Well, I mean, in high school, my dream became a reality. I got to live with the one person in the whole universe that I actually felt loved by, and I blossomed. My creativity blossomed. I started writing poetry and, exploring creativity through dressing up and whatnot. But in my 20s, to move back one step, when I was 18, that aunt who became like my mother, my dear best friend, she actually changed her mind about me. She decided she didn't, you know, I couldn't live with her anymore because she became a Christian, and I did not feel called to that religion. So I had to leave the house when I was 18. And so I definitely got into a series of really terrible relationships with men who were controlling and abusing substances, just like I watched my mom, you know, growing up in her with her partners. And I remember one day I was dating somebody for a year, and it was so terrible. I can't believe how badly I let this person treat me. I wouldn't even tell my girlfriends how bad it was because I was so embarrassed. And I did everything right in that relationship, Peter. Everything. Yeah. And one day I realized, you know what? This guy is never going to love me. And I thought that there was something wrong with me. I thought I was too broken, I was too hurt to ever be loved by anybody. So I actually completely gave up on love. I realized maybe love doesn't happen for everybody. Maybe it only happens for the lucky ones, and maybe I'm not one of them. And it was one of the most heartbreaking days of my life because I'm all about love. And I remember I was driving on PCH going to work, and I was crying my eyes out the entire 40-minute drive.
It's a beautiful drive to cry on.
Exactly. The sun, the beach, and everything. But that was also one of the most important days of my life because I gave up on love. I gave up on my relationship to love. I gave up on my approach to love. Little did I know at that time to start from scratch again. So it was like I cleaned the slate, and I thought to myself, well, you know what? If I'm going to be single the rest of my life, I might as well learn how to be happy with myself, which I wasn't before.
Wow. I mean, how did it feel like you go living with your aunt, and then all of a sudden it's like a heartbreak again, you know?
Yeah.
Like, because most of us have had our hearts broken at some point, right? But like, how did, like, what do you do at that point? You
know, it was definitely so heartbreaking because I already felt disowned by my own mother. Yeah. And then I felt disowned by my aunt, who was my mother figure. Yeah. So it really closed my heart up. It made me really not trust people so easily. Yeah. And that was really, really difficult because I'm naturally a very open person. I want to connect with people everywhere I go. And I was really good at that still, but to really go deep with somebody, I wasn't trusting people after that, especially women, because I felt that I was afraid that women were going to leave me, whether in a friendship relationship or women who were a mother figure. And it even happened a third time where I had a third mother figure where I went to live with who I thought was my father, according to my mother. And then this amazing man was married with a child who was 2 years younger than me, and I went to live with him, and I thought, oh my goddess, I'm finally going to have a stable family who loves me and accepts me. And 6 months into that amazing experience with this family, who I thought was my family, the wife said, I'd like you to take a DNA test because I don't think that you're, you know, his daughter. And I resisted it. And finally, I thought, no, you know what? I need to know. I need to know. I cannot live the rest of my life not knowing. And of course, we did the test and it came out negative. And she also changed her mind about me and decided that I wasn't part of the family anymore after she, you know, was my dear friend for 6 months. And so then it happened a third time. And so there's definitely been this big wound around feeling abandoned by women, feeling abandoned by men as well, not trusting men. And I've had to do a lot of work. I'm still healing from all of that. So something that I really want to make clear to people is that a lot of people have this idea like, oh, if I just work on myself enough, if I just make this much money or get this much success or get a girlfriend or a boyfriend, then everything is going to be okay. And I'm never going to have problems again. And I'm just going to be happy the rest of my life. And let me tell you, I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but that is not reality. That is a fantasy that comes from a child way of thinking, of wanting to be free from whatever woundedness happened at the time for you. And life is full of challenges and lessons, and you get better at dealing with life. It gets easier, but you get better at dealing with it, and you'll always be blessed with challenges to grow. Yeah.
So how do we do this then? Because there's so many women and men in this world that are struggling with relationships. I mean, in a way, I think probably it's a 50% divorce rate, right?
Yes.
Going on right now. And then you probably can add 20-30% that are not happy in their relationship. So, I mean, it's very few people that are truly living a real life of love, right?
Yes.
Why is this so hard, and how can we become better at this thing?
Well, it's hard because we weren't taught, you know, growing up in school, science, math, history, but there's nothing about how to be in right relationship with ourselves. And if we're not in right relationship with ourselves, it's going to be pretty impossible to be in right relationship with someone else. See, when we feel unworthy, when we have parts of ourselves that we judge, that we reject because they don't fit into the idea of who we should be, then we hide those parts from ourselves and others, and no one gets a chance to love those parts of us because they don't see them unless they come out in a really bad way, right? Yeah. You know, in an argument, in a relationship. But how to love yourself, how to make relationships great with other people, specifically romantically, it really starts with you. Everything begins and ends with you. I love what Marissa Peer says. She's one of my amazing mentors, and she says, we only respond to two things, according to neuroscience. It's not other people, places, or things. It's two things, the words and the pictures that we tell ourselves. So because everything begins and ends with us, we must get committed to bringing our attention back to our relationship with ourselves with the intention of loving and accepting all that we are. And if you don't know how to do that, get some support, because it can be much easier with support than trying to figure it out by yourself. That mirror exercise that I gave earlier is a really great start. Just get present with yourself. On a regular basis, get present with yourself and learn to become a dear friend to yourself.
Yeah. It's hard, right?
It can be hard when you don't know what to do, but it becomes easier when you do know what to do, right? I hear that from all my clients. Gosh, love is so hard. You know, why is it so hard to find a healthy relationship? But it's like, it's only hard because you don't understand how it works. It's not hard because there's something wrong with you or because you're too broken. You just haven't learned. You know, I wouldn't say, oh my gosh, you know, I'm so bad at algebra, so there must be something wrong with me. It's like, no, I haven't learned. I should get a mentor, you know, a tutor. So it's like that. It's how do you build a loving relationship with someone else where someone else will feel loved and seen and acknowledged by you? Well, build that with yourself first. Whenever difficult emotions come up, instead of distracting yourself with food or TV or substances or talking on the phone or going shopping, put your hand where you feel that emotion. Breathe love into it and talk to it as if it was the child, 5-year-old version of you. Give that part of you that's suffering, that's desperate for your love, give that part of you your love and support so that it feels valued by you.
I mean, it's so crazy. I have a motto that I work with, and it's worked very well for me. It's called live, laugh, love. Which means, first of all, you have to live. And it means live, being true to yourself. What do you want to do with your life? And you have to have fun doing that. Laugh. And when you do those things, you will attract the people and the love in your life that you need. We can't start by finding a relationship just to think that that's going to solve everything, right?
No, unfortunately not.
And that's... It's so crazy. I'm just thinking, because what can we do to get this place to be more loving, you know?
Be more loving with you. How you are with yourself is how you're naturally going to treat other people. Mm-hmm. If you feel unacknowledged, unheard, if you feel not valued to the degree that you would like to feel valued from other people, then that is a sign that you need to value yourself more. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. But how do we value ourselves more?
How do we value ourselves more? Well, we feel valued when we feel heard. We feel valued when we feel acknowledged, when we feel accepted in the totality of our experience. So that feeling must start with us, right? So for example, if you feel unheard, if you feel lonely, if you feel you're not reaching the success that you want and you feel not good enough, you feel like you're not capable of achieving what you really want, and that's going to start to feel very sad inside. And so you want to get in front of the mirror and you want to address these things, and you want to talk to yourself like a friend. You know, you can say to yourself, look, this is how I do it. You know, I'm going to just be completely transparent, because look, we talk to ourselves all the time. It might as well be full of love and kindness.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll sit in front of the mirror and I'll say, look, Gemini, I've noticed that you've been feeling a little bit sad in the last few days. I'm not sure what that's about, but I want to really take this time to connect with you, to really hear what's going on for you, to feel what's going on for you, to see how I can support you. And then I'll just breathe and feel and notice the thoughts that are coming up for me. And then I'll address that. Oh, okay, great. So that's right, because this thing that you wanted to happen didn't happen. Or maybe, you know, my husband Blake said something and it brought, you know, it triggered me, or it made me feel sad or disconnected. And then I'll talk to myself about it the way that I would with a friend. If a friend said to me, hey, you know what, Gemini, I feel sad. And I say, well, why do you feel sad? Well, because I didn't get this job, or I went to this audition, or whatever. You know, and I will support them. I will tell them, it's okay. You're going to get through this. Is this just one time? What can I do to support you? Can I take you out? I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's the same with ourselves. You know, a lot of people want to love and embrace the easy, fun parts of themselves that are super comfortable, that are already enlightened and aligned with love. But really, the gold is inside of the shadows, the hurt, the pain, the discomfort. When we bring our love to that, those uncomfortable parts of our humanity, the parts of us that are hurting, and when we give those parts of us the love and the support they need, oh my goodness, we're going to feel so valued. Yeah. We're going to feel so seen, because see, to the degree that the hurt parts of us feel valued and seen by us, is to the same degree that we're going to feel seen and valued by others. Yeah. As within, so without, the saying goes.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with you. But why do a lot of women get attracted to the guys with, like, the bad guys, basically, the guy that are not weak, they're not talking about their feelings, you know? That's, why does that happen then?
It's probably because the women feel like they can't do better. It's probably because that man represents or triggers a wound inside of her that she needs to play out so that she can heal. That's how we heal, right? Yeah. As children, it doesn't matter how perfect and amazing your life, your childhood was. Yeah. You're going to have wounds just like everybody else, and traumas, whether they're small or big traumas. We all have emotional traumas from childhood. And the way we heal those is by replaying those, recreating those in our adult romantic relationships. Not because there's something wrong with us, but because we need to see that there's a part of us that has not healed yet. And when we see that a part of us keeps showing up in a certain pattern, then we wake up to the fact that, hey, maybe it's me. Maybe there's something here that I need to resolve. You know, for example, I did not grow up with a dad. I never met my father. And so, you know, in my 20s, I attracted a lot of men who were much older than me, you know, who were treating me like a child, because I was looking, there was a part of me that was still looking for dad, right? So I was attracted to the bad guys who were not emotionally available at all, because I didn't have an experience of a man being emotionally available to me growing up. And when I got sick and tired of that, I looked inside of myself and thought, what is it about me that's contributing to this experience, and how can I heal that within me?
So let's talk about women. Like, how can we, like, what are the biggest mistake you feel? We're generalizing a lot here, but I mean, you work with a lot of clients. What are the most common mistakes, so to speak, women make in relationships, and how can they work on that to not attract the wrong people in their life?
Yep. So if a woman is desperate for love, if a woman is desperate for a man because she thinks that having a partner is going to make her happy and fulfilled and going to take all her problems away, an amazing, healthy, love-centered man will spot that from a mile away. And he does not want to take care of another woman, right? To take care of a woman emotionally. He wants to be with an equal, right? So being desperate for love, feeling lonely and wanting a relationship just to not feel lonely, obviously, right? That's feeling not good enough, feeling like you want some amazing relationship, but you don't think you deserve it. You don't think you're worth it. You don't think it's possible. And then obviously settling, you know, right? Having low self-esteem. You know, when you have low self-esteem and you see, and I'm talking to the women, you know, when women, when you see a man with high self-esteem and you have low self-esteem, you're not going to feel good enough to even go up to him. And even if he comes talk to you, you're going to think he's just being nice, and you're not even going to give him the time of day. So really it comes down to feeling not good enough, feeling lonely, thinking and feeling that somebody can save you from the hurt that is inside of you that really only you can heal, and that you must heal in order to be able to attract a different kind of relationship. Because essentially, if you want a healthy relationship, you must be half of a healthy relationship, right? You must be prepared to contribute to a healthy relationship.
I think you're so right. And I mean, no one can save you, right, in a way. But there's also sometimes you need someone to put their hand out, but you got to reach for it, right? It has to be that combination of two people, especially if you want to live in a real good relationship that are growing every year. We were talking before this, like both of our relationships that we have in our life, they're growing for each year. And I mean, can you just share, why do you think your relationship is growing every year and getting deeper, you know?
Yeah, so a lot of people think, oh, you know, Gemini, she's a love coach. She's got it made in the love department. I wouldn't put it that way. I'm still human. And my husband and I, we trigger each other because we're not perfectly healed, right? Yeah. We're going to be healing for the rest of our lives. Yeah. So why our relationship works so well, being in it 5 years, we've just celebrated our 5 year anniversary of being together, 3 years of being married, really happily married. And let me tell you what works. Now, extraordinary love is not automatic, even for a love coach, okay? So that means that we together, Blake and I, we intentionally, consciously, constantly invest in making it better. Here's what this looks like. Every year, around the end of the year, beginning of the year, you know, we talk about a relationship. We talk about what worked. What worked this last year? Oh, you know what? I really loved how when I told you that we had 5 minutes left till dinner was ready, that you were right there, and that I really love that because it makes me feel appreciated. And I'm like, fantastic. Great. Here's what didn't work. I noticed there's a pattern, you know, when we're getting ready to travel, that this and this and this happens, and that didn't work for me because of this. Ah, you know what? I see that. You know what? I can see that. I can see how that doesn't work for you. And I'm willing to commit to making a change in that area because I want this to be a smoother experience for both of us. Yeah. Right? So another thing that we do is we make goals. We make goals for the new year. You know how everybody makes goals, you know, for their life, their fitness goals, their career, finance goals. Most people don't make goals for their relationship. Yeah. So that's something that we do. We talk about...
That's so important. Because so important. Most people don't even see each other after some time. Right. And I love that you said that. Don't wait until it's too late, right?
Yeah.
Work on it now.
Exactly. Yeah. If you're not building up your relationship, then it's slowly going down the drain, you know?
And I mean, like, I when you're talking, I was like, I'm just thinking about my life partner, Lillian, and like... I love her more for every day, but we work on that, you know.
Yeah,
we,
of course.
We had this amazing conversation this morning, and we support each other in our dreams, and we have dreams together, and we challenge each other. And I mean, it's sometimes we fight, but we make up, you know. Gemini, it's been amazing to sit here and talk to you today, and I'm sure that so many people's gonna hear this and be inspired and hopefully have some better relationships because of you taking this time. So thank you so much for that. I have one last question that I ask all my guests, and it's about, we're all about dreams and love and having a great life. What can the listeners do right now to get one step closer to their dream?
Excellent question. I love that. And it's a big one too.
It's a big one, yeah.
Yeah. So get present with yourself. Get in front of the mirror. Look into your eyes with so much love and start to wonder about, start to think about, start to feel into what your big vision is. Your heart-centered vision of how you want to give back, and just sit with that, with no trying to figure it out, no having mental process about it. How would I get there? You know.
And you're literally looking yourself in the
literally
mirror.
Literally looking yourself in the mirror, and just be with yourself. Yeah. You know, if you're in a relationship, if you're with a friend, you know, and you're hanging out, you don't have to talk the whole time. Yeah. You can just be with each other. So practice being with yourself. Just 5 minutes. Just be present with yourself. Just wonder about with your heart and soul. Wonder about your greatest vision of success and contribution. And see what comes from that. Rather than having a mental process about it, have a full being, a full body experience in connection to this higher vision. And I promise you, you're going to have an insight. You're going to have an inspiration, an idea that comes to you that you're naturally going to want to pursue. And even if you don't, connecting to your vision from that whole body, whole being, present place will give you a feeling of empowerment. It will remind you that you can do it.
That's amazing. And if people that are listening need help, how can they connect with you?
Well, I am on Love Coach, lovecoachforwomen.com. I'm also on Instagram as the same, lovecoachforwomen.com. You can get in touch with me and request a free phone consultation. I would love to connect with you, no strings attached, and I'd love to show you how easy love can be.
Yeah. Thanks again. I mean, it's been amazing this time.
It's been so fun to chat and connect.
And thank you, everybody, for listening to this episode here with Gemini Fairy and me sharing these thoughts. And I've certainly have a couple of things that I'm going to work on. And one thing that I'm going to do is kind of start looking myself in the mirror a little bit more and kind of talk to myself and start exploring that. Because I do look at myself in the mirror. I do talk to myself positive. But I don't remember the last time I looked at myself for more than 1 or 2 minutes, you know? I'm going to actually explore this, and I encourage you guys to do that too. If you like what I do here with the I Love Success podcast, please share this episode with someone that you think could really benefit from this episode. Also give us a review on iTunes so more people can see us, because I want to help at least 10 million people in 10 years. And I know Jim and I want to help a lot of people too. So we can't do that ourselves. We're a community here and we're all about sharing. If you want more tools about success, goals, and happiness, go to ilovesuccess.co. I even give you a couple of free chapters of my book, the goal book that I'm going to give to Gemini here right now. That's it, guys. Talk to you next week.